But we're joined by former UFC champion Josh Barnett, a legendary MMA fighter. He's an actor. He's a color commentator on New Japan Pro Wrestling in this country. He's just kind of does it all. He's in many ways a renaissance man, and he's Josh Barnett. He joins us here on The Attack. Josh, good morning. Joe Spano along with Bob Black. It's really great to have you aboard this morning.
Thanks for having me. Quite the intro. Renaissance man, I love it. You know, I haven't made any makeshift helicopters or painted any portraits yet, but I guess I can start on it.
No MacGyvering for you, huh?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Who knows what happens if you leave me alone for a little while with a ball of yarn and a stick of gum.
But, you know, in many ways, I really do find you a renaissance man. Just the versatility of what you do. I've always been impressed. Terrific fighter, a former UFC heavyweight champion, the Metamoris heavyweight champion currently. So you're a terrific MMA fighter. Your work on New Japan Pro Wrestling as a color commentator brings a real sport feel to that product. And now you've branched out into movies, and you're working with Steven Seagal in a movie called Absolution, which is going to be in theaters starting today. Talk about it a little bit.
It's kind of cool coming from where, you know, from my era. I'm 37, and being there to watch Steven Seagal hit the silver screen, coming right out the gate and watching his films and being such a fan of him, to sit back and be on an interview right now talking about how I just am in one of them that is being released all around the nation, and to be able to have the experience of coming out there and making a film with them, it's pretty crazy.
There's always been, and those of us on the outside looking in, when we look at some of these Hollywood guys who are considered, you know, legendary martial artists in some way, what's the deal with Steven's martial arts acumen, as it were? Is he the real deal? Is he a poser? What is he?
We didn't really get into a whole lot of discussions necessarily about it, but, I know people that have known Steven for some time, and it's really not that hard to go look up. I mean, his accreditation in terms of his Aikido training and everything that he's done, it's out there. The guy has spent some time in the dojos, on the mats. He's not walking around without an understanding of what he talks about.
You know, and it's interesting because, you know, look, I mean, any celebrity is an easy target, and people have made fun of Seagal over the years. But when you think about it, and, you know, you talked about his influence on you, and wow, you know, now you're doing a movie with Steven Seagal. Well, Steven Seagal kind of took it, he and Van Damme took it from the next step of the Bruce Lee movies and all the Asian karate movies, and took it to the next level and made it more of an American, European thing, and made it much more acceptable and popular. It became financially feasible for people to do movies like that, and it influenced a whole generation of kids.
Well, for sure, and I remember when Steven's movies first started coming out, it was a different look to it as well. It had a different feel. The fighting that everybody had been so used to was such a, I mean, it was just not necessarily just kung fu and taekwondo derived, but it was very flashy and striking heavy with a, you know, very over the top. And yet, I mean, it's a movie, so, you know, if you go and you watch Above the Law or Out for Death or Mark for Death, of course, it's over the top too because it's a movie, but in a completely different manner. I mean, and I remember just being so awestruck watching Seagal hit the screen and you know, he's doing all these lock throws and moving people around, throwing them, and just how short and concise his attacks and how brutal it was, and just being like, holy moly. So, the guy was part of changing what people thought martial arts and action film might even look like.
You know, Josh, I got to give Bob a lot of credit because I think he makes a great point here. And one of the differences about what's become the American action film with martial arts as a big part of it in comparison to the Asian ones is the plot lines. The plot lines are far more substantial, and there's a real story here beyond the fighting, as opposed to a lot of those Asian martial arts movies where it was just about the fight. The plot line was incredibly thin.
Yeah, well, I think anything that you do, if you get the opportunity to get people more invested into the characters, into the story, and then if you have these great fight scenes, if you've got all this action going around, people have more of a reason to care about it. They take so much more weight. If you've just got a movie that's, you know, it's got a razor-thin plot line, it's just barely there to hold fight scenes together, then now basically all you're doing is looking for the next coolest, craziest thing, and there's almost a detachment from it. It's like watching all these little separate clips of just people doing crazy stuff, and somehow there's just some talking, some background noise in between.
Josh Barnett joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. The movie is Absolution, starring Steven Seagal and Josh Barnett. Premieres in theaters nationwide today, Friday, May 15th. And Josh, let's talk a little bit about your current work in MMA. We've talked about the movie. We've talked Metamorphosis Heavyweight Champion. Tell us about the promotion and tell us about the work that you're doing there right now.
Well, Metamorphosis was an idea that was created by Halleck Gracie to create an environment where any and all grappling styles and the best people of those styles could meet on what should be considered a neutral mat and just go out there and do nothing but show the highest level of the competition arts of grappling. And the whole thing is there's always been the arguments about, well, you know, these guys go out there and they try to play to win by points or criteria of some sort, and they're not really going out there to try and finish their opponents, which in Halleck and his ilk's belief is that, I mean, that's the only reason to be out there is to go out there and try and finish somebody. So there's no points. There are no criteria. There's no referee decision. It's either you win by submission or it's a draw. And so he'd been asking to try and get me to go out and compete in these events since day one, but you know, with my MMA career and acting as well and doing all the things that I've been involved in, it's just been hard, it's been hard to find the time. And come Metamorphosis 4, he said, well, dude, I got to have you on this show. And I was so inspired by watching the earlier events that I just thought, you know what, I want to go out there and I want to show what I believe grappling is. I want to show what I do. I want to show catch wrestling. I want to give an example by my own beliefs. So I got that opportunity to go out there and wrestle against Dean Lister and go out there and beat him and win the title and be the first man to submit Dean in 16 years. And so just recently, I was scheduled to defend my heavyweight title against a real high-level competitor, and this guy, Cyborg Abreu, but he was injured in training, and they scrambled and searched and tried to find a replacement opponent, and no one, apparently, would step up to play to take the match on. And luckily, Hiron Gracie of the legendary Gracie family, one of Horian's sons, was willing to come on, step up to the mat, or plate, or whatever you want to call it, I guess, at this point, and make sure that there'd be a match out there for the fans to watch.
Well, Josh, man, well, we wish we had more time because there's a lot of other places I could go with you. I find you a fascinating person, and just the variety of things you're doing always excites me. Best of luck going forward with the MMA, with the Pro Wrestling Color Analysis, with the movie. Again, it's Absolution in theaters starting today, May 15th. It's truly been a pleasure, and you're welcome back on the Spano and Black Attack anytime you'd like.
Well, thanks a lot for having me on. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Bye-bye now.